And KVGC News Time is now, let's make it 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for this, a Gold Country Monday. It is also the first day of the month of April, April Fool's Day today. Well, in the news for today, Amador Fire Protection District is hosting two public information meetings tomorrow. The first at 2 p.m., the second at 5:30 p.m., both in the Board of Supervisors chambers. The purpose of the meetings will be to discuss and answer questions about an update and increase to the fire prevention fee schedule, and the second is the proposed new first responder fee. The proposed new first responder fee would be $364 and would help recover costs of providing emergency medical services, including but not limited to first responder services, for individual assessments that result in ambulance transport and individual assessments that do not result in ambulance transport. Now, if passed, the new first responder fee would become effective July 1st. The update to the fire prevention fee schedule would become effective 30 days from the date of passage and outlines fees for plan review, inspections, providing reports with the AFPD district related to new development, tenant improvement and altercation projects, fire code compliant inspections, and the cost of providing reports prepared by the district. Now, if you have any questions about these issues and cannot attend either of the meetings tomorrow, again at 2 p.m., or at 5:30, contact the AFPD directly. Their number is 223-6391.
And over 2,000 marijuana plants seized during a recent bust in Calaveras County. Friday morning, members of the Calaveras Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Team served a search warrant for an illegal indoor marijuana grow at a residence on Mountain Meadow Drive in Mountain Ranch. Now, investigators found an entire two-story house, barn, and carport had been converted for marijuana cultivation. A total of 2,111 marijuana plants were seized. No suspects were found at the residence. Now, Calaveras County Code Compliance was contacted and posted the structure as substandard due to hazardous electrical conditions, no permits for interior structural changes, and an unpermitted indoor diesel generator. The investigation is ongoing and no further info was released. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with info on illegal marijuana cultivation sites or sites manufacturing concentrated cannabis to call the Sheriff Marijuana Tip Line 754-6870.
Well, recent heavy rainstorms have caused significant sediment flows into Bear Creek, which is the Calaveras County Water District's water supply for West Point and Wilseyville. The increased sediment in the water supply has also led to community concerns regarding taste and odor. Taste and odor issues do not typically result in any risk to public health, but the district is actively working to address the concerns expressed by some customers in the West Point community. Now, last week, CCWD switched from its Bear Creek water supply to the middle fork of the McCallamy River, which has higher flows and is less impacted by sediment loads during storms. The district is also flushing water pipelines to remove water from Bear Creek that may have a taste or odor issue. As the system is flushed over the next few days, the district expects the taste and odor to improve significantly. For more information about the process, you can visit the CCWD website, ccwd.org, or if you have any further concerns, you can call CCWD directly.
Well, with the end of tax season just a few weeks off, scammers putting it into high gear. Both Amador and Calaveras Sheriff's Office have received numerous reports of scammers attempting to impersonate IRS employees. Now, the scammers have been using the old scare tactics, such as this is your final notice to pay the IRS, or making threats that a warrant will be issued for your arrest. Now, authorities say if you receive a call like this, just hang up the phone, do not return the call, or give any personal info. Always remember, the IRS will not call you demanding immediate payment or ask for any identifying information. They will not call you if you owe taxes without first sending you a bill in the mail. Now, the IRS will also not require that you pay your taxes a certain way, such as making payment with a prepaid debit card, gift cards, Google Play cards, or iTunes cards. Now, the IRS will not ask for your credit or debit card number over the phone, or threaten to bring in police or other agencies to arrest you for not paying. Now, as the elderly are typically the most vulnerable and targeted by these schemers, contact elderly family members, neighbors, and friends regarding these types of scams, fill them in, and let them know that these are scams. Now, those hit up by scammers can report it to the IRS by calling 877-382-4357.
Well, this is no April Fool's joke. With the anticipated rain for this week, Daffodil Hill will be closed today through the remainder of the week. Now, please check the Daffodil Hotline 296-7048 prior to visiting later this weekend or next week. Additionally, at the request of the California Highway Patrol, when visiting in the future, please make every effort to park in the parking lot. And if you find yourself needing to park on the roadway, please ensure your entire vehicle is off the roadway. The Hill experienced a few traffic-related issues as a result of cars in the roadway this past weekend. So, again, please park in the designated parking lot or make sure your vehicle is off the road. And, again, Daffodil Hill will be closed today through the remainder of the week.
And you can give the gift of life today during the Veteran Community Blood Drive. The event will be held at the American Legion Hall on Sutter Hill from 10:30 this morning till 5:30 this evening. As a thank you, donors receive a promo code for a Vitalant t-shirt redeemable online. Now, the drive is sponsored by VFW 8254, DAV 118, and American Legion 108. Whole blood donors must be at least 16 years old. 16 and 17 need a signed parental consent form, weigh a minimum of 110 pounds, be in good general health, and bring a photo ID. Visit the Vitalant.org website for more information.
And that's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting local news brought to us today by Volcano Communications and Howard's Body Shop. Remember now for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day to visit our website at kvgcradio.com.